This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The state Supreme Court will delay enforcement of the severe medical marijuana restrictions it upheld until August 31st. In February, the court upheld provisions of a 2011 state law that limited medical marijuana providers to selling the drug to a maximum of 3 patients. The Montana Cannabis Industry Association, which had challenged the legislation, has said the rollbacks would force the closure of dispensaries and leave patients without a legal way to obtain the drug. The group sought a delay in implementing the ruling until after the 2017 legislative session. State health officials also argued for a delay, saying it would take them at least 4 months to notify patients and update the registry. Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote in yesterday's ruling that, quote, immediate implementation of the court's opinion will cause serious disruption in a program, close quote. The Protect Montana Kids Commission has drafted recommendations for the governor on ways to improve the state's child protection system. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Protect Montana Kids Commission was created by Governor Steve Bullock last September, and according to members of the commission, Montana's child protection system is in crisis. Commission member and Helena representative Chuck Hunter says the first recommendation is a short-term plan to stabilize the work of the Child and Family Services Division. Hunter says that plan includes increasing the reliability of communication within CFSD.
To that end, we are recommending that the division hire or contract or repurpose a person to be a staff communications officer for the division.
Hunter says the 12-month plan also calls for the filling of all current open positions within CFSD. He says the turnover rate within the agency is at times as high as 30%.
It's simply one of the root causes of the problems in the system with not enough people to do the work that's there. Everything gets cut short.
The commission's recommendations include a long-term plan for CFSD that address problems in recruitment and retention, agency communication, and workplace culture. Those recommendations to Governor Bullock will require additional resources from the Montana legislature during the 2017 session. The Protect Montana Kids Commission is expected to meet once more to finalize its recommendations. A date for that meeting has not yet been set. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Residents of a rural northern Nevada town are volunteering in the first public-private partnership of its kind, providing water for wild horses and shooting the mares with contraceptive darts to help shrink the size of the herd. Leaders of the Pine Nut Wild Horse Advocates in Gardnerville say their goal is to keep the Mustangs off neighborhood lawns and out of government holding pens. State officials have released the third and final water quality report for the March 3rd wastewater spill that polluted parts of the Gallatin River. They wanted to know how pharmaceutical traces found in sewage waste could have affected human and aquatic life. But according to Christy Pinozzo of the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, there was a problem with the state's pharmaceutical water quality standards.
We don't have any. There are no federal water quality criteria for pharmaceuticals, nor does Montana have any adopted pharmaceutical water quality standards.
So they essentially borrowed Minnesota standards and screening values. DEQ sampled and analyzed for 46 pharmaceutical chemicals and breakdown products after millions of gallons of sewage spilled into the Gallatin River earlier this spring. Of those 46 chemicals, 18 were detected in the water spilling directly from the pond.
Unfortunately, what we found was that none of Minnesota's values were exceeded. And so we decided that human health effects from any individual chemical tested in the study were unlikely.
DEQ says pharmaceuticals can harm aquatic life at very low concentrations.
And there was one chemical that achieved levels which exceeded levels shown to have an effect on aquatic invertebrate in laboratory studies.
But DEQ's ability to assess its impact on aquatic life is limited. The Yellowstone Club is the owner and operator of the wastewater pond that failed. DEQ issued a violation letter to notify the club that it violated the Montana Water Quality Act. The alleged violations are for sediment and ammonia pollution. Federal and state fisheries officials say a judge should uphold a 2014 decision that a fish found in southwestern Montana streams does not need special protection under the Endangered Species Act. Two environmental organizations and two individuals are suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over its decision to not name the Arctic grayling as a threatened or endangered species. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon is expected to make a decision sometime after June. The Missouri River system upstream of Great Falls holds the only Arctic grayling population in the contiguous United States. The environmental groups say the fish faces threats from low flows, rising water temperatures, and climate change. The Fish and Wildlife Service says 19 of 20 Arctic grayling populations in Montana are stable or increasing. A Bureau of Reclamation safety team is investigating after a dock stored at a Canyon Ferry Lake boat launch partially collapsed and pinned a 3-year-old Butte boy, causing fatal injuries. Landon Haight was injured Friday afternoon while he played at the Shannon boat launch and died Saturday at Sacred Heart Medical Center in Spokane. The boat launch is owned and maintained by the Bureau of Reclamation. Reclamation spokesman Tyler Johnson says that the Bureau offers its condolences to Landon's family. He tells the Independent Record that any recommendations made by the safety team will be implemented. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office determined the boy's death was an accident. Celebrate Islam Week will share the traditions and culture of the Muslim faith in Missoula. The Jeanette Rankin Peace Center and Standing Alongside America's Muslims are hosting events all this week to educate Missoula about Islam. Betsy Mulligan Dagg is executive director of the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center. She says the recent topic of bringing refugees to the city has concerned some Missoulians. Mulligan Dagg says this week will allow those people to get a personal look at the Muslim culture.
One of the biggest things is to be able to put a face to a Muslim in this community, because I think sometimes it's so easy for people to generalize a group of people. It's very difficult, I think, to be enemies with someone that you can see and know and get to know as a fellow human being.
Among the events this week, there will be a panel discussion on Thursday with local Muslims. For a full list of events, check out our website at mtpr.org. Thank you for listening.